The recruitment posters lied. I went to war, but doing my duty for king and country didn't make me a man. War shattered me. The death and horror seeped into my soul, and each and every day it tore a sliver from me. Days mounted into months, and then years, until only an empty husk remained. Now death shadowed my every step. Like loose hay down the back of my shirt, no matter how much I wriggled or squirmed, I could not free myself of its constant presence. Even in this truck, death surrounded me. It wheezed in the chest of the man slumped over his knees on the bench next to me. It reflected in the blank gaze of the soldier opposite me. It reeked in the fetid rot coming from the bandages on the man stretched out on the floor at our feet. One man I avoided looking at. One place my gaze could not settle. An officer on the stretcher with the best spot, lengthwise behind the cab. Straps kept him secure and stopped him rolling with each rattle and shake of the truck's rickety suspension. His chest rose and fell with regular breaths. If you cast a quick glance, you would wonder what was wrong with him. The only clue was the thin line of drool trickling down one side of his face. Sir Geoffrey, our colonel. Once we followed his command, and now he hung suspended between life and death because of shrapnel to the head. A wound he received because I am a coward. Because, yet again, I froze on the battlefield, and he ran to push me out of the way of an incoming artillery shell. The truck lurched and shuddered to a stop like a dog shaking water from its coat. The motor stilled, and doors banged as the driver climbed out. I drew a deep breath and dug my fingernails into my palms to still the shaking in my body. I didn't want to face them or their condemnation. The sideways looks, asking, why should I have survived and not Sir Geoffrey? Why did the fates let the worthless boy walk away and not the noble knight? Light flashed through the interior, and I winced as it burned my eyes. The driver had thrown up the canvas that kept us enclosed. Warm, stifling air rushed out to mingle with the fresher air beyond. Hints of horse and fresh-cut hay wafted in, and for a moment, just the briefest moment, I relished finally coming home.